Learning Masechta Ma'aseh Sheni. We're learning Perek Dalet Mishnah Ches. Hamaniach.
Arthur.
Learning Zech Nishmas Arthur Shrek. What is his name?
Aryeh Ben.
Ben who?
David Yosef.
Aryeh Ben David Yosef. Aryeh Ben David Yosef. Okay, Mishnah Ches HaManiach Yisar V'Ochal Olav Chetzioi. First thing he eats, HaManiach, he deposits. Here's an Isar. One Pundion. One plus Pundion equals two Isarim. Remember that?
No.
What do you mean, no?
No, I don't remember that.
Well, there are two Isarim, and they equal up to one Pundion. So a person, Lios Mechal Olav Peres Maise Sheni V'Kvar Chilo. Liyos mechalal olav peros ma'is hashen ukvur to the kvar chilo. What does that mean? Hamaniach is certified the ochal olav. I don't know. We'll see them in the kvar chilo. You put aside an iser in order to redeem ma'is hashen. You already did. Okay. Let's see. Yes. So let's go further. Ochal olav chetzioi, and he ate chetzioi. So here it is. Chetzioi. Here it is. Chilul. Here's the picture. Chilul. Here's the ma'is hashen. Here is the punyoin. Yochel lechal ala matvea oid meiser b'shivi chatzi yisuchil meiser al chatzi minho iser. All of this food equals a half of an iser. So I only redeemed half on half the coin. So I have another half of the coin. So yochel lechal ala matvea oid meiser shivi al meiser. So I'm allowed to go redeem on the other half. Okay, so let's see what it says. The halakha says over here in the Rav. The Rav says, "V'ochal olav ad chetzioi." V'halakha l'makom acher, and you go to another location. You go to the halakha l'makom acher. V'harehu yotzei b'pundyoin. And a new location across the pundyoin. Oichal olav oid isar. What does that mean? V'halakha l'isar imoy. V'shamchu shave pundyoin. There is the pundyoin. That's the next case. Now what's this case? I don't know, so let's go take a look at the Ghati. Your favorite, right? Your favorite.
My favorite, definitely.
You have Ma'aseh Sheni Perek Dalet Mishnah Ches. Okay, so what is going on over here? Oh, we have a long parish over here. Look at this. Ooh, this is scary, huh? Alright.
It's got a lot of arithmetic too, so it's your favorite.
He puts aside a coin. Shalmaisa Shani. Okay, in Isra is 124th of dinar. In Isser is 1/24th with dinner, which equals a half a punyon, which equals 8 prutas. V'yachal of chetzioi, kolaymar. What does it mean? Shechilil ma'aseh sheni k'neged chatzi ha'isser v'acholoi. So the word v'achochal means kolaymar. Kolaymar is a stop sign, which means you redeemed ma'aseh sheni corresponding to half of the Isser v'acholoi, and you ate up the food. Good? So that means I have the coin over here is half Kodesh and half Chulin. Four Prutos, and Isser is 8 Prutos. So 4 Prutos are Kodesh, and 4 Prutos are mundane. Okay, and all of the Maaser has already been consumed.
It's
worth double. Shushnei sodim klamar she'erkoi shelo iser who can pishnaim miasher b'mokem hakodem. So you can buy with it. You can buy with an iser double of what you could buy where you in your hometown. Oichol of oid iser mechal kan oid k'neged peros ma'aseh sheni b'shavu shel iser v'oichol b'teras chulin. Shachol since k'neged chatzu iser kvar ochal. V'chetzio hasheni shuadayin chulin shavikan chatzi punyoin shu iser hilchach oichol olav odis. I don't know what that means. I don't understand what this means. Oichol olav odis. Mechalel kan, you redeem over here. Mechalel kan. I can exchange. Oid k'neged peros ma'aseh sheni b'shivah shel iser
Vi oichlam betaras chulin shoch neged chatzia iser kvar achal. Vechatzia hasheni shuadayin chulin shove kan chatzia punyoin shehu iser hilkoch.
What?
Oichel olav od iser.
I don't understand. You understand what it says over here?
I know.
Let's do it again.
He puts it aside.
I put it on the table a coin. And the goal is I'm going to use this coin to redeem the fruit of Meister Sheni.
Yeah.
Okay, now what is an Isser? An Isser over here is just for our knowledge is 1/24 of a dinar which is equal to half a pundioin, which equals 8 frutas. Fine. Now here's the key words. So Ochal Olof Chetzioi Kolaimar Shechilel Meiser Sheini Kneged Chatzio Isser V'acholoi. Half of the Isser. Okay, so look at the picture. Here we have here. Here's the picture. We have here pundioin. A pundioin equals 2 Isarim. Okay? That's not what I'm doing. I'm taking over here 1 Isser. Here it is. Here's 1 Isser.
Okay. Half
one iser.
I take the meiser sheni and a mechal half of
mechal. Meiser sheni
mechal and not the half of a iser.
Now, but it says over here, there's something happened over here. Okay, we didn't get that far. Fine, good. So we didn't get that far. Okay, good. And now 1:14. Now I come over here to a place. So yochol chal alamatbeya oid meiser b'shavi chatzah iser. Right, so this is chulin. This is still chulin.
Good.
Ochol of chatzi chil meiser sheni al machzim iser. Now, b'holach l'mokhe macher.
What's this? What did this mean?
Holach means he redeemed.
He redeemed it on.
He redeemed and he consumed it, so it's
good,
gone.
Fine.
Now, b'holach he travels l'mokhe macher. V'harehu yoytzev punyon. Here we go. B'holach l'mokhe macher yoytzev punyon. Oichal olav od iser. What does this mean? So here's the same coin. This coin.
It's called the punyan in one place and the iser in another place, right?
Right, that's the point. Nisyaker chatzi ma'aser shematbeya. This it went up in value. Chatzi ma'aser shemat. Nisyaker chatzi ma'aser shematbeya. V'yesh b'yeshiva iser. Here it was a chatzi iser. Here it's worth an entire iser. V'yesh b'yeshiva iser a kodosh. Bektushas Meiser, Bemokam Macher Shavu Oyser Zepunyoin, Nisyaka Chatsi Achulim Shanos, Nisyaka Chatsi Achulim Shamat Bev, Yachal Chalal Olav, Peros Meiser Beshavu Yisr. Okay, fine. So what's the problem? Okay, so notice here, where he was originally, and then what do you do when you arrive in your destination? I guess whatever it's worth, it's worth. Okay, so that's all he's saying. He's saying over here that you'll be able now to redeem over here double.
It went up in price. It went up double.
This only used to be worth a half a punyan. Now it's worth a whole punyan. So now your maisa went up in price, went up double. It's double. And now I can redeem on this portion, I can redeem an entire issa worth. All right, that's it.
Okay,
it's simple.
Yeah, so far.
Hamniach punyan. Oh, we left one more picture.
It's
1:16. Now it went up in value. You can redeem.
It means it went up to be an iser.
The punyan is 2 iser.
Oh, really? No, it's worth an iser because it was only a half an iser before. Now he only had a half an iser left.
This is a whole iser.
But only half is left.
Right.
And now it's worth a whole.
Right. So now you can redeem. Now it's worth a whole. So now you can redeem an entire iser's worth of peros on this.
Oid iser
means another. Oid iser means a whole iser on this half.
You mean iser is a half a pudyon?
Right. Okay, now. Hamniach punyan, in other words, Hamniach punyan v'chol of chetzer. Let's say you put aside a punyan. Here's a punyan. All the way around.
Now you do the other way.
All the way around.
It goes down in price, you mean?
Okay.
What are you looking for?
It smells.
That's fine. You still smell fine.
I smell.
There it is. You didn't wash your clothes. That's the problem.
Okay, next case. Over here, Havanich Punyon, here's a Punyon, a Gansa Punyon, the Ochal of Chetzioi. Half the Punyon, I redeem. Good?
I can do that. Okay, go ahead.
I redeem on here.
Did that already.
No, this is a new case, the other way around. This is a whole punyon. This is a punyon. Here's the starting way around. Until now, we had something with an isser. Now we're starting with a punyon. This is 116. Hamaneach punyon v'achal of chetzia. Here is
punyon also.
Right. So here is here we started. We started with an isser. No, this is not a punyon. This is an isser. This was an isser. Don't you remember?
Yeah, that was an isser. This is a punyon.
Punyon.
The second case.
The second case.
The second case.
Hamaneach punyon v'achal of chetzia. Hamaneach punyon.
This is it.
No, up to the case. The Harei who Yotze Punyan, one of them double price. Eichel of Od Isser. Eichel of Od Isser.
So you could add on another.
Another Isser.
Okay. The case is not here now.
Let's go on. Now we have a new case. You put on a punyon. And you consume chetzioi. Here, yeah. Goes on it. Yeah. And then you go to a new location. It goes down in value. So the punyon now goes down in value. So it's the loss of Hegdash. Hegdash went down in value. Chuzal chilkama yisr shem madeya. The yesh by rak shiv machzis for isr. Kodesh, because you just meister. So it's two bits.
Two bits.
So now
you had an isr. You had a punyon. Half of a punyon is an isr. And now the isr is worth half.
Half. So it doesn't mean. Don't make a mistake and think it means that the entire coin has kedushas meister. Doesn't know. Only you may argue and say, since when I originally redeemed, I redeemed it, the ma'aser, I redeemed it on an iser, a punyon here, a punyon is an iser, and now the punyon goes down to an iser, so maybe the entire coin has kedusha. No. Entire coin does not have kedusha, since originally I only redeemed the ma'aser on half of the punyon. So I, right now, this kedusha only half of the coin, even though half the coin only has the value of an iser. It's too bad for hegdish for ma'aser. Ma'aser has a loss. Ma'aser is incurring a loss. Look what it says. Chuzal hachil chelika ma'aser shemadbei va'yesh be'irak shav machzor iser kodesh be'kedusha ma'aser. And the other half of the coin, chuzal chelika chulin. The chelik chulin also has gone down in value. V'yachol lechalil od al hamadbeya rak b'shivi chatzemay iser. I can redeem on the other half the value of half of an iser.
Well, you have an iser. It's worth now half an iser.
This is what it's worth. This is what it's worth.
It was worth.
No, it was worth a punyon. Originally it was worth two, and now a punyon is only worth an iser.
Okay.
So what's the dilemma? The dilemma is, when I started out in my hometown, when it was good, the money, it was very valuable, the value of all of this only equaled half of the punyon, right, which is equal to one iser.
Right.
Now, when I come to a new location, my whole punyon has gone down 50%. It's only worth one iser. So my question is, if it's gone down 50%, does that mean the value of the ma'aser remains? And that means the ma'aser now takes over the entire iser. Originally, it's over the entire punyon. Originally, the punyon was only half of the punyon. But now that the punyon has gone down in value by 50%, so maybe the kedusha of the ma'aser is nispashet to the entire punyon. Or maybe we say
it's only worth an issue.
So, right, or we say no. The ma'aser, the value of the ma'aser has gone down by 50%. Too bad for ma'aser. And the other half of the punyon
still has a half to do.
I still have a half to do. I'm only going to be able to redeem on that half, a half of an issur. That's what the Valach Mag. How much is the other plag? Is a half of an issur. Good? Yeah. So we got it. Okay, let's go next. Hamaliach Isser Shal Ma'aser Sheni, new case. Okay, we're coming over here to. Ooh, look at this case. Wow, going over here. This is getting really complicated over here. Hamaliach Isser Shal Ma'aser Sheni, Oichel Olav Achad Osar Be Isser, Ve Echad Mimeya Be Isser. You can redeem 11 of an Isser and Echad Mimeya Be Isser. And Beshamai Oimrim Hakol Asara Ubeisilim Bevadai Achad Asar Uvidmai Asara. Okay, that's them. Okay, let's take a look. Here we go. Hamniach Isser Al Maisa Shani Echolov Achad As Isser Vi Echad Mim Yisser. here's an Isser. Isser equals 8 prutos. Okay? 8 prutos in an Isser. An Isser is 11 and 100. Shivu Isser, Achadasa Rimayim.
An Isser is 8 prutos. So what do you have?
It's a coin. Pomegranate.
You can buy 11 pomegranates with
yep. Go show this to them over there. Go show them
11 for one.
11 for one issa. 11 pomegranates, which is 8 prutos, can buy you 11 rimayim. Shiva issa achadasa rimayim. Did you ever know that?
No.
So now you learn a new halakha mishnah. Okay, nitzchi is to know this yisayit. It's a mishnah. 11. 11. The achadasa. 11. Fine. 11. Next case. Okay. 100 tainim figs. 100 tainim. Do you know that? The pomegranate costs that much more than a fig. You can buy 100 tainim. Eichelov.
For one issa.
Mischalel min amadbea al hata'ina kifi shivi hata'ina. Isra ha'kodesh. Kishe oichel ta'ina, ta'ina daito she yischalel min amadbea al hata'ina kifi shivi hata'ina. Which is 100th. So I think of a fig, I got 99 more to go. 90 more to go. And if I want to kish oichel remind daito, kishe yischalel min amadbea al remind kifi shivi remind 11. 11 remind him, 100 ta'inim. Okay? You got it? Ask the average guy in your street, they know that they, with one issa you can.
Achar asa be issa?
11 pomegranates and 100 figs.
Echad mimeya be'isser. But how do you know one's talking about a fig and pomegranate? It doesn't say that in the text.
Tradition. Okay, next.
Tradition.
Now let's go weiter. Nisha b'matbeya. Now that he nisha b'matbeya, shivu rimoin echad, one pomegranate, shu 8 11 shel pruta, because nischal b'matbeya shivu 10 rimoinim. Now I have 10 more to go. I ate one. If I ate one, it's already been redeemed. When I ate one, I only wanted to have one pomegranate. So when I ate a pomegranate, what happened? When I ate the pomegranate, the kedusha of the pomegranate went on to the Isser. It's Kodesh. This is holy. This coin is holy. Holy coin. It's Mayashani. So when I began to eat now, it's been desanctified. Okay, so in 8, there are 11 of them, so Shavi 8 Shalputa 8 elevenths? Why is it 8 elevenths? Yeah, because there are 11, no, it should be a 1 11th. What? What's this number 8 11 Shalputa? I don't understand. There are 11 pomegranates. 11 pomegranates equal 1 Pruta, right? So I have 10 more to go. 11 pomegranates. What's 8 11th? What does this mean over here? Nisha b'matbeya shivu rimon echad. The value of one pomegranate. What? Shu 8 11 shalput. What do you mean? What do you mean? There's left over. Nischal b'matbeya shivu. Oh, now here's a new case. Sorry. That's the other way around. Nischal b'matbeya shivu. Let's say I redeem. I redeem on 10. Let's say I redeem on 10. Right? I redeem on 10. How much is left over? This is a new case, it seems. I'm assuming. How much is left over? Nishim b'matbeya shivu rimoy nechad one rimoy. Which is, he's saying,
why
8 elevenths.
Only one rimoy? Because it's 11 only.
I redeemed 10. Here's in my shahoya.
Left over.
Right. Well, so therefore, you're saying over here, then 8 elevenths of a put is left over in 8 elevenths of the put is still left over in the coin. That makes sense. If there really are 11 pomegranates in one coin, I have desanctified the coin upon 10 of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. So how much is left over? 1 is left over. What is 1 left over? 8 elevenths is left over. Kish'ochal eser rimonim terimonim nishra b'matbeya kidishos ma'isu pachos mishra v'pruta. So yotza matbeya l'chun. Ah. So 8 elevenths of the pruta is less than a pruta. Nishra b'matbeya is less than a pruta. And if it's less than a pruta, then it's insignificant. It's yotza lechulin.
You can't use it.
Let's say there'll be two. Let's say it'll be two. Then it would be 16 11th. 16 11th is more than one puta. Then it has kedusha. I got it. You see what I'm saying over here? Is
yeah. He doesn't have enough to be mechal.
You have but to always have at least. You have to have always have at least one puta to accomplish chilul.
Right.
Now the echad, same exact thing. Let's say I have a 99. 99.
Yeah.
Of how much is left? 8 one hundredths of a puta.
is less than a puta. Mishalach and I tell him nisha bevatvei kedusha ma'is pachos mishal puta. The yachatz amad beilachon. The truth over here is lav dafka. If I eat 99, even if I would eat more than 99, as long as you're more than over 100, as long as it's more than a puta. So why did he give the example of 99? Just giving one example, okay?
Yeah.
Just give an example. You got it?
Good.
Well, you got it, yeah? Let's see now. Then we come to Beishama. Says, HaKol HaSara, Isser, is a putus, is, oh, he has different valuation. Beishama says, not 11, it's 10. Got that? It's 10. So now, according to Beishama, I eat 9, remind him, how much do I got left over? And Kishachal Tisha, remind him, Nisha, an eighth of a puta. Eighth of a puta is 8/10. Eighth of a puta. The yotz ma peil chul isra kodesh b'kodesh ma yishen hu shu vaday v'kolchen shu demai nisha b'matveya kedush as ma'isa b'shivu rima necha shu 8/10 v'kodesh ha puta b'hoil v'hu pachos
m'puta. This is case, yeah.
This is just a different calculation. Beshamai says that you don't have in isra 10 pomegranates. You have in isra, you don't have 11. You don't have 11. You have 10. Big difference.
Yeah.
Not 11, 10.
Yeah.
Oh, 10. So now the equator just wants to point out that if I redeem 9, yeah, just go down one number.
Same thing.
If I redeem 9, how much is left less than the puta? But Silmus is Vaday Acharas. He says when it's Vaday, when it's gonna be Vaday at 11, and when it's Demai it's 10. What's the lumnus? If it's Nishal Minamai Sir Minamatbe 10/11, Bishavyev. When it's 10, achlasar imaynim. What do you got left? Nisha b'matbeya kedushas ma'isa b'shiv b'rimayin echad one rimayin, which is 8/11 shlaputa. Davka kisha isa shu 11 rimayinim v'achlasar yotza matbeya l'chulin. Avol kisha v'ha isa 10 rimayinim v'achlasar 9. Why? Lo yotzach, why not? Davka kisha isa shu 11 rimayinim v'achlasar yotza matbeya l'chulin. Aval kishavah iser ten remain in the achal tish and eat 9 of them. Why not? Lo yatzulchul. Why not? Why not? Nisha b'matbeya kedushas meiser b'shivu remain echad shu 8/11 of puta. He disagrees. He holds that when you have 8/11 of a puta of kedusha, it still retains kedusha. It's not yatzulchulin. Why not? Why not? Picture 121. One more picture. This is 120. Udmai Asara. And here is part of the explanation. What's the lumdus? The lumdus is Nischal Menabe 9/10. 9 putas. I got 1 left. Nisha Menabe 8/10 of Shalputa, which is 4/5 Shalputa. Kishim Nischal Al Nishar Moisif. Oh, so he sings the lumdus. Here's the lumdus. You know what the lumdus is? Because you have to eat a chaymish. And when you have to eat a chaymish, it takes you over the top.
Where's the chaymish?
Fifth. Yeah. When you're left with 8/10, yeah, he's showing you the lumdus. Why?
Yeah.
This is 8/11. 8/11, it's still Kedusha, but it was also 8/11. So what's the difference? This is 8/10, which is 4/5. And kishem is chalas anisha moisef chaimish puta. V'nim sheyesh kan kedei chil puta min amatbeya. V'lo yatz be'el chulin. Oich lasha puta. Hachamish is an ascendus he revish l'anisha v'chaimish b'shavish l'chul. So I thought, kishem chalas anisha. Okay, we're done. Okay, let's go over this again. Okay, let's go over this again. Hamaniach. Let's peek. Let's see. Leif chacham limin, leif ksil small. Let's see the leif ksil now, and let's see. See, it's easy. After this, it gets easy.
Right.
This is the hardest mission.
Okay, fine.
This is the hardest thing, and
okay,
we're done.
Let's just get done.
Okay, so let's figure this out.
We did. It's just that we're Pesil. We don't understand what Pesil is saying. That's all.
Let's read what it says over here. Let's jump to the Rav, the hard part. Period. Right, I have a coin, and I'm going to eat its kodesh, and I'm going to take the kedusha and put the kedusha upon the fruit.
So what does it say? Okay, look what it says here. It says over here we're dealing with demai. V'ochal asor chalokim me'achad asor chalokim. He ate 10 pomegranates. Asor chalokim me'achad asor chalokim. Kegoin she'ech achad asor imoinim. For example, 11 pomegranates is shav and iser. V'yachalov asor imoinim v'nisha v'yadayin chelik echad me'achad asor b'kedush ma'aser yotzo kul l'chulim. What does he jump around from demai? I don't understand where did he jump. Where did he jump around that? And then when he deals with nine, he deals with vaday. That was Beis Hillel. And Beis Shammai says, Hakol Asara. What does that mean? Akol asara echad vaday v'echad demai makes no difference. Kishloi nishar be'isur ela asirisoi yotzal l'chulun. Kigoyin shohoya asari moinim nimkar be'isur ten moinim v'yachal alav tishu yotzal l'chulun v'yishar bo yoyisar kigoyin shlo achal ela shmoina n'tarach l'achal k'negdoi. Shafilim says, "Chaimesh yesh bepachos b'shavuot." Although they know Amr bevad yacharasa, by a sorrow l'fisha ain chayav mulchaimesh alad my. Ah, that's the aside. That's the aside. The asiri say who pachos mishavuota haveloch beisilo. Okay, so at least there's one thing I got out of this to explain this is that demai we don't have to give a fifth, and the aside is when we go over the top. All right, so let's look at the Kahati. You want to see the Kahati? Because I really know what's going on.
You have to go to the
Kahati. Ow!
Well, on the case of Beis Hillel?
Ow, I hurt my foot.
You hit it against the thing, the knee?
No. Blood circulation. Got those bubbles now. And the sole of my foot.
Fushlema.
Teire.
The only case where we don't have is Beis Hillel. You want to just learn Beis Hillel on here? The whole thing, we don't have to learn the whole thing.
Let's review inside the Mishnah. Let's get a flavor. And I want to know this.
Okay.
Because, you know, this is going to cool down Gehenna.
Okay, good.
Hamaniach Pundioin, you did it already. Here we go. Hamaniach Isser Shal Mais. We're putting aside an Isser Shal Mais Sheini. Echolov, you put down an Isser Shal Mais Sheini. What's the yitches over here? He doesn't see. For loy perish who a tam leechad me'ya be'iser. V'ulai dike ein truma naguba choil ve'ikui kodesh k'mo truma. Truma is always the shears of 1 in 100. K'mo de betruma k'shnofel me'ya batal be'miutai k'shein kan gezla shevet ha'chi nami gabi ma'iser sheni. We have the Isser, it's worth 8 putas, we have an 11. Okay, now let's go. We have Mechalman, Abeya, I'm eating over here a pomegranate. Yeah. I'm eating over here kashachal b'ibun echad daiti shachal b'na be'al b'ibun kefish shav b'ibun. Okay, we have over here 10 more to go. Right. Here I have 99 more to go. Okay, now here goes the lumnus. Oichal love echa acha be'iser. I have over here a coin, an iser. I eat ten of them.
So now
it's why? Because now it's 8/11.
Right.
Okay. Now here we're dealing with
maaser. Same with the fig.
Why? Pachos mishav pruta. It's less than the pruta. Just like over here, same exact thing. It's less than nishar be kedushas ma'aser pachos mishar pruta. Mishar pruta v'yotza ma be luchulin. Shiva ta'ina is now worth 8. The last thing that I eat, 99. What's left? 8/100. Now my question over here is bishlam. In this case, my question over here is 8/11 is less than a pruta. If there would have been 2 pomegranates left over, how much would it be worth? It would be 16/11. 16/11 is more than a pruta. Once you get over the number 10, it's more than a pruta. Over the number 11, it's more than a pruta. I understand. But I don't understand this case. Because in this case, why did it say over here 99? Even if I eat 2, it'll be 16/100.
Right?
So, I don't know. It'll be 34/100. So, I don't understand. What's going on over here? Why only when I eat 1 pomegranate?
One fig left.
One
fig left is less than a pruta.
So but even if there would be 2, 3, 4, 5, there would be less. Why
less
is he
than a pruta? Yeah.
Yes. If there, let's say there would be 2 of these left.
Yeah.
So what would this number be? 16/100.
Yeah.
Is 16/100 less than a pruta? Certainly is. You have to be over the number 100 more than a pruta.
Uh huh.
So why over here? I understand because this is less than. If I have 2 of these, it would be 16/. It would be 16/11, which is more than 1. But here,
maybe they do it uniform.
All right. Now in this case, we come to Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says dinam ba'oifen she'isa shav asarimon. He says the case where it's 10.
Yeah.
Okay, there are 10 pomegranates. And
it's only worth 10. He says the pomegranates are 10.
So now I have 9. If I have 9, how much is left over? Left over is 8/10.
And he says you can't do it.
So 8/10 is less than a pruta. Right. It's less than a pruta. Nishra matei kedusha ma'ase b'shiva v'iman echad shu 8/10 shel pruta. V'chol sin su pachos m'pruta yotzam v'elchul. It's less than a pruta. That's going to be Shammai. Beis Hillel says no. Here's the point. Okay, b'vadai. If it's v'adai, b'vadai achad osa. Nishal min amateya 10/11. Right, 10 of them. So how much is left over? We have 8/11 left over. Nisha b'matpeh k'dushas ma'isa b'shiva rimoin echad shu 8/11 shal pruta. That's less than a pruta. Davka k'sh'isa shav 11 rimoinim o'achal asara yotz matpeh l'chulin. Avo k'shav ha'isa 10 rimoinim v'achal tisha lo yotz l'chulin. Why not? In this case, where I have 8/11 left over. Because 8/11 left over.
Maybe because the whole thing is eaten up. The whole matbeh is eaten up. Huh?
I don't know. So let's see.
Maybe the whole matbeh is eaten up. There's nothing to be left over.
He explains here. When it's 10, I think he explains it. When it's 10,
yeah.
Why? Because in this case, a 10. In this case, it's like we learned before. 8/11. It's less than a pruta.
Yes.
Okay, that's less than, even when I add a fifth, now you understand, even when I add a fifth to this,
yeah.
Even when I add a fifth to this, it's going to be still less than a pruta. What is the fifth of 8/11? What is the fifth of 8/11? Let's see. Come in a moment. Here, when it's 9/10,
yeah.
So now it's nishra matbeah 8/10. 8/10 is 4/5. 4/5, when I add a fifth of 4/5, I'm over the top. So therefore it's Las Kedusha. That's why Beis Hillel is mechalik between this case and that case. Because in this case, when you have 11 of them, even after I add a fifth, I'm still going to be less than the Shiva Pruta. But when I have only 10 of them in the Pruta, even though at this very moment it's less than a fifth what's left over, but when I add a Chomesh, it puts
over.
Me over the top.
Right.
That's why we differentiate between 11 and 10.
Right.
Good?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we're done, right? So let's review the Mishnah out. Let's review the Mishnah inside, and we're done. And we're done. Hamariach iser ochal alav chetzay. I have an iser. I set aside half of the iser, and guess what? It goes up in price. So how much you have still left? You have still left half the coin. The ma'aser has gone up in value, and the chulin has gone up in value. I can now redeem half the coin still. And now it's double the price. Oichal olav od iser. Okay, so I can eat another entire iser. Until now, I only was able to eat a half of an iser. Now I can eat an entire iser because it's gone up in value. But let's say I set aside a pudyon that goes down in value. And now it's half the price, so ma'is suffers a loss, but chulin, it's still half, is still chulin, so I still have an opportunity to go and redeem half of an iser. Right? When it goes up and down, we don't say that the ma'iser takes over, hostile takeover of the coin, or there's a loss. We say the part that you redeemed went up in value, and the part that you did not redeem went up in value. The part that you redeemed went down in value, the part that you did not redeem went down in value. The coin always is half and half. Good? Another half. Oichal alav od plag, another half.
Okay.
Hameniach iser shel ma'aser sheni. Now we come to the hard part. The person who said iser shel ma'aser sheni, oichal alav achad osar bi iser, or vi echad mimeya bi iser, either 11th of an iser or 100th of an iser. You can eat whatever you want. Oichal alav achad osar bi iser vi echad osar bi iser. I know what that means. Beshamai oimrim hakol asara, besilimrim bevade achad asara uvedimay asara.
Okay.
No, we have to now. We know we have the background. We learned a lot. We have to see it inside over here because I don't know what's going on here. I don't really understand what he's trying to say. No, you don't want to do it inside.
No.
What?
No.
But how are we going to learn that?
Tell you what. When you go to Salvechik. You read this?
Yeah.
And see if you understand it. And then tomorrow you'll let me know. Meanwhile, let's go further. Because I can't hold up on this Mishnah anymore.
Mishnah test. Call Hamos Hanim Sam Harayim Chul. All money down in the Mitzvah Hanim Sam Harayim Chul. If you find money in the street. Lucky day, huh? Lucky day, the guy finds money in the street. Call Hamos Hanim Sam Harayim Chul. It's Chulim.
Okay. You don't have to worry about that. It's
if you find money, you don't have to worry about it.
Talking about Jerusalem,
obviously. Obviously. Well, it depends. Well, let's see. B'chol makom, it says, whether it's regal, b'im b'shoyim b'shoshana,
v'yishlayim
b'shoyim b'shoshana chutz, and v'yishlayim b'shoyim b'shoshana chutz v'yimosa regal. So we say, no, only b'chol makom, in America, it's always going to be. In Yerushalayim, the only time it's only going to be the Daf Yomi Sugya. Over Yerushalayim, B'Shoyim Osa Shana Chutz, Yerushalayim, it's only going to have Kedusha. Yerushalayim, B'Shoyim Osa Shana Chutz, Mimosa Regel. Only when it's not the season.
When it's
only
not regular.
Sholosh, when it's during the Sholosh.
No, when it's during the Sholosh, it's not.
You have to be machmir that it's mice. You have to mice. So calling the Muslims of Harei Chulin, Afilu Diner Zav, Kasef, Afilu Diner Zav, Im Kasef, Im Hamos. What does that mean? Harei Chulin. Let's see. Nechashon Lachem Moshe Mimos Shalom. Afilu Diner Zav Shalom Chulin. Shein Derech La'arvim Yachad. You don't mix them together. If normally you do not mix gold with silver and copper. Shein Derech La'arvim Ve'ikul Le'Meimar Halalu Moshe Shalom Mice Sheni. Because the only time people mix together different types of coins, gold and silver, and copper. It's only the money of Ma'is Hashemi. That's the only thing we mix together. The Ik Dikul Meim Bechalul Bechalul Moshe Shalom Hashemi Jorgin Lechalul Ma'aser Al Din Rezav Van Nishar She'ena Magiyah Ledin Rezav Mechal Al Hal Kesef On Silver V'ha Ma'aser Al Moshe Shalom Nechoshes U'ma'arvin Oysam Yachad V'filu Hachi Lo Yechashinan. The only time it's common to have a Taruvus Yeah?
Yeah.
It's only when it comes to Ma'aseh Sheni. So if you find in the street a money bag, and in the money bag is, in the money bag is, in the money bag is gold, silver, and copper, it's very likely it's Ma'aseh Sheni. Because people do not normally mix gold, silver, and copper together. They don't do that. It's taruvus. When do people mix it together? When you redeem the kedusha of ma'aser upon coins, so the you take the large amount, like small change, and then whatever you can redeem on a gold coin, you put on a silver coin, and whatever you can redeem on a silver coin, you put on a copper. So there's a ereisa. There's a likelihood that the money you have in your possession is ma'aser sheni money.
What if it's a low denomination, you're saying?
If it's multiple denominations, if you have a money bag, and in the money bag is gold, silver, and copper, yeah, there's a very strong likelihood that this is money of Ma'aseh Sheni. Because when you redeem Ma'aseh Sheni, it's very common to redeem it on all three types of metal.
Okay? That's it. Go ahead.
So therefore, he's saying it doesn't matter. Even so, it doesn't make a difference. We have a right to assume. You see
this
dinazov, my pez kesef, most nechoshes, three different coins. The top is gold, the middle is silver, and the bottom is copper. Ain derech l'ar b'kistach. That's not normal. People don't do that. The only time you put it together is only when it's meiser. Even so. We're not chayish, and we're going to assume that it's going to be chulin. Okay? Now, in this case though, but let's say, if you find a bag of coins, and in the bag of coins you find a piece of pottery, and on the pottery it says Maisa, that's an indication that it's Maisa. We have right to assume that it's Maisa. Okay, next Mishnah.
I want to review that one because I want to make sure I understand.
If you find money in the street,
keep it.
It's chulin. We're only outside of Yerushalayim,
right,
or even Yerushalayim when it's not the Sholosh Regalim.
Right.
Even if you find a bag of gold, even if you find a bag of gold, a bag of money,
right,
and in the bag there are three denominations, and which
okay,
normally,
even if it's a bag
of all three diamond coins, we have to assume that thing is Maisa. Okay, next. You find the utensil. You find the utensil and it says upon it carbon. Okay, a kli atzmai chulin kli shel cheres mashu sech a kli harir b'cheses kodesh. On the kli it says kodesh. Hamoisel b'chazal of kodesh of Yehuda Mary im hayeshel cheres hu chulin umash b'sech a carbon. If it's cheres and it says on the words carbon, the utensil itself is mundane, but what's inside is kodesh. Good. Let's say it was made from metal. Then we assume who carbon. The utensil is who carbon. The utensil is kodesh. The utensil has kedusha, and what's inside is chulin. The word carbon that's written on the box on the utensil, ala kli. The Rabbanan said, "In derech when Adam lios koinsim chulin lekarbon," and they disagree. What did the Rabbanan say? The Rabbanan say they disagree. Well, das chacham af achitim, everything inside is kodesh. Fish ain derech litin chulin bekli shel kodesh, kli shel mosholoteches, hakli atzmei kodesh, choychol vokosol lekarbon v'derech alakdesh as kli vateches. The chacham said that not only is the utensil kodesh, what's inside is kodesh as well. Okay, let's review. Whole Mishnah, easy Mishnah, very easy Mishnah.
Right.
Hamoisikli, you find the utensil, here's the utensil. The chosaf alof carbon, and it says the magic word carbon. What is the halacha? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im hayeshel cheres, if it was made from cheres, hu chulin, the utensil is chulin, because you do not normally designate utensil of cheres as chulin. Masha besoichai, what's inside is carbon.
It's holy. When he writes carbon, he really means kodesh, is that what he means?
Yes.
It doesn't mean it's a... Kodesh.
Kodesh. Let's say the utensil was made from nettle, hu carbon, then the utensil is kodesh, umash besoichel yischulin. Amrulo. The Rabbanan said, I disagree. If the utensil is kodesh, then what's inside is also kodesh. Okay? Amrulo. In derech when Adam liyos koinsin chulin l'karbon, therefore the assumption is that if the utensil is kodesh, everything is kodesh. Okay, good. That concludes Mishnah Yud. Chulin, so carbon, alcohol, carbon, chulin, what's chulin, what's this? Chulin, shein derech when Adam lahakdish chareisin l'karbon, l'karbon, v'alshem mashus, who carbon, carbon, the kodesh. Chulin l'soicha. You don't do that. V'akol carbon. Everything is kodesh. V'leif v'leif l'gavon alei derav yehuda ella b'shul shalotach zolad. V'cheres mo'ed shu chulin mashu soicha carbon v'alcham. Okay, you got the Mishnah clear? Again?
Yeah.
Nachamol.
V'mahay shalmachtechas hu carbon. This thing is carbon. V'mashu b'soicha zolad. Why?
Because that's the derech. Because according to that's derav yehuda shita.
What are you going to use this for?
What the utensil?
Yeah.
You use it in the Beis Hamikdash to pour oil, to pour wine. It's the, if you write on
the
metal.
I want to give it to the Hekdash?
Yeah, you want to donate it to the Hekdash, the utensil.
The
Rabban said, we disagree. You don't put it, there's something inside. It's, if this really is Kodesh,
yeah.
It's not their Acher, it's to use a Kodesh utensil to store. Chulin.
So the whole thing has to
be. Everything has to be kodesh.
So who's that?
That's the Chamin. Amrullah. Okay.
Who's the first man of the Chamin?
Rabbi Yehuda.
That's Rabbi Yehuda.
Okay.
Okay, right then.
I have to go now, take up a coffee. We're out of time. Okay. We live 46 minutes.